Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. At Borgata.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show on a Friday morning here at the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. After an odd 48 hours for me, Al, I think it's safe to say I'm no Nurse Jackie. I'm no Clara Barton.
Who's Nurse Jackie?
These are famous nurses.
How about go Florence Nightingale?
Is that the one on the
Florence
Blink?
Nightingale.
Who's the nurse on the front of the Blink album?
Who the hell would know that?
What do you mean, who the hell would know that?
Blink, she's the most 437
Blink
or whatever.
182.
Whatever.
Who's
I
that nurse?
The
she's the one with the.
I don't know
he
that.
Knows, TK knows her.
Yeah, TK knows it because she's probably got a short skirt or something going on there.
Okay.
Teeks, nah, don't get me started with TK. Here's the problem, Al. I have been for the last 48 hours overseeing the surgery of my wife.
Yeah.
And then cooking turkeys and doing. At one point, she said to me, "Why did I let you stop doing this all those years ago?"
You did.
And I said, "Excuse me, I never did it. And as soon as that foot's up and running, I'm back to the normal doing nothing." Huh. But it's been a rough couple of days, Al. But she's doing fine, and everything's good, and she's on her way to recovery. I've got my
she's
own.
She's not going to Disney, though, right?
There's a point of dispute there.
She's not allowed to, right?
The physician that did the surgery is a Russian man, very, very skilled physician.
Yeah.
He said absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
But other medical personnel surrounding the event have kept open the possibility.
So you have Russian interference in the election of whether she goes or not?
I, being an amazing husband, have already stated that money is no object.
Oh, boy.
Whatever it takes to get her to Disney to be with her friends, it's on, baby. Anyway.
What, are you going to pay to have their foot broken so they can't go?
In the middle of all this, I must admit that I now require surgery myself. No joke. I'm not lying. It's a long story. I'm not going to get to it because I'll let you know when I have to leave.
Okay.
But anyway, right now, it's not imminent, and we have a great radio program for you today. And I'm going to start. You know, I field a lot of emails every day. And one of the common emails I get is from Flyer fans who say, "Not enough flyers."
Okay.
And I've been waiting for the right moment, and this is it.
Overtime.
Because last night, if you were a fan of the two winter sports, let me start with that.
It was a pretty good night for sports.
It was a great night for sports in a crappy February.
Yeah.
Later in the show, I'll get to you why I couldn't agree more with you on extending the football season, because February sucks. But it didn't last night.
Overtime.
Sequence so you could enjoy both. I got to start with this, Al, because you cover hockey like a few others.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of people that love both of the winter sports?
No.
There aren't.
No, there's some,
not much overlap.
My daughter's boyfriend has tickets to both.
All right.
So they have season tickets to both, but otherwise, I mean,
right,
it's
that's
kind of,
rare right there that you have season tickets.
You got
to
companies
both.
That do. Yeah.
But companies.
But it's expensive.
Yeah.
No, I understand, but that doesn't mean as a fan, you can't say, "I love basketball, I love hockey, I can watch both."
Last night going back and forth was interesting.
Well, it was staggered. The Flyers started at 7. The other game started at 8.
Yeah.
You had a network game, so you could watch both overtimes without infringing, right?
Yeah, which made it
now,
fun.
Now, I was sleepy, but the normal person, I wonder out there, is anyone listening right now, who is a huge fan of both of those teams.
Oh, there's plenty.
Flyers and the Sixers.
Four people.
I really need to talk to you today. Because watching the two games as I played catch up this morning, it occurred to me, Al, something stunning. And I don't know if you agree or not. Of our two winter teams, the team that has a better chance of going deep into the playoffs is the Flyers.
They're going to get in the playoffs. They're in, I think. I mean, the way they're playing. But
that
deep,
wasn't my premise.
Yeah,
My premise is deeper.
I actually told my daughter to put $20 on the Flyers winning the cup.
What? Whoa! Wait. $20. What do you
$600.
No!
Yeah.
Well, I'll put that on.
Where are we?
I'll be back.
Yeah, Moneyline Bar. Get me down, too, right across the casino here. $20, you get $600.
Right now, they're like 50-1 odds.
All right, so you're on board they have a chance to go deep.
They have a chance.
All right.
The problem is the teams that they're going to draw are either going to be Tampa, Washington, Boston, or Pittsburgh.
They're playing really well against those teams. It almost is like the Phillies with the Marlins.
No, I got all the numbers. Calm down. I got everything.
The record against the good clubs.
I've been doing my homework. Yeah. Let me just start with this, though. If you're watching, let me do this. I'll do it in order. Joe, play the goal first, all right? Because the Flyers are on before the Sixers, and they're down 2-0.
Yeah, that looked like curtains, man.
They're down 3-1. A lot of people pointed to the home-and-home of Columbus and said, get 3 points, that's really good. Get four, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
At 3-1, Columbus, you're figuring, nah,
at 1-0, Columbus, you're figuring, nah.
Well, because Columbus had lost six coming into the game,
they very much needed it. But the Flyers came back, tied the game, went to overtime in Columbus.
Yeah.
And this happened.
In across the line, Hayes giving some room. Hayes, the shot, he scores! Kevin Hayes ends it in Columbus. The Flyers win it in overtime, 4-3. Hayes the game winner, and the Flyers sweep the home and home.
And he put the belt on.
Yeah. Al, he was a good acquisition, Hayes. Nice job by the Flyers. That's an excellent victory. And meanwhile, back here at home, the Sixers, inspired by that great All-Star game and the practice that cost them Ben Simmons, I'm going to get to that in a minute, Ben Al is hurt. He hurt his lower back in practice on Wednesday. All right. But anyway, they were getting booed out of the arena on national TV. The Nets stink and didn't have Kyrie Irving.
Done for the year. Yeah.
They stink and didn't have their best player. And at one point, Al, they were ahead of your Sixers 50-30.
It was a 40-8 run.
There was a 44-8 run.
Yeah.
And anyway, here's what it sounded like with Marv Albert.
Got the step on Tobias Harris. Joe Harris with the bucket. And Brett Brown calls for time. You can hear the crowd reaction.
Ah, the crowd is going nuts. I need people that were there. You were booing. They were down 20. They won the game.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, they did.
They needed that timeout.
Yeah, they won the game. Rhea, you watched the whole thing. How did you feel as they were down that much? And did you feel any solace that they came back and won it?
Well, you saw what you can do when Embiid decides to be dominant on both ends of the court.
Right.
I mean, he literally dragged them to that victory. Whatever Brett Brown was doing with his rotations, I don't have a clue. But they're up like 22-4.
Yeah.
And Embiid's got 11 points.
Yeah.
And Brett calls a timeout.
He does that.
And I don't think they scored for like 4 or 5 minutes.
He cools off the hot hand. He does that all the
time. It was insane.
He does that all the time, man. He does it all the time.
Neto played like 28 minutes.
Well, here's a story on Embiid. Embiid was informed before the game by Brett Brown to knock people over. He was told to play. He was told to play with abandon. And he did. And he had a great game. And after the game, Al, he talked about having fun.
Well, having fun means a lot of things. It's just about, you know, just playing basketball the right way. I feel like first part of the season, I was trying to, you know, make sure everybody was comfortable. Kind of took a step back. But, you know, if we got to go somewhere, I got to be one of the guys.
All right.
How many times do we hear that?
I've heard that a million. My life as a sports fan now revolves around his mood.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He's having fun now. Yeah. Maybe they're going to win for a while. But the problem with that kind of a style is eventually you'll get bored or tired or whatever. You'll wear out. You'll mail some games in.
Yeah.
And then your team will lose.
I'm fine with it, though.
Meanwhile, then at one point, he announced how good a player he really is. Listen to that.
You know, in the All-Star game, just proving that, you know, I'm here. I belong in being the best player in the world. You know, I just intend to just, you know, keep coming out every single night. Just play hard, trying to get wins, and, you know, just go out and trying to win a championship.
Now he's the best player in the world.
I think he misspoke there.
No, he said he was the best player in the world.
I think he meant to say, like, he's with the best player.
Look at editing what the man said.
Well,
you couldn't be more annoying.
It was the Nets.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, but here's why. Let me try to lay out why I think the Flyers have a better chance. First of all, hockey by nature is less predictable in the playoffs because if your goaltender gets really hot, he could carry you for a long way.
Yes.
Right now? Even if the other team's better, if your goaltender's better, you could win.
Absolutely. Right? Look at last
Second,
year.
This is very big. Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question to me that Vigneault is a good coach. And Brown stinks. All right? Mm. Rhea, did you enjoy Brown's work last night?
Zero.
Right?
Of it. None of it.
He stinks as a coach.
If not
He's
for Embiid,
awful.
They would have lost that game.
Right. Here's the difference. Vigneault coaches, Brown coddles. That's the difference between the two coaches. I'll give you a great example of this. This is typical of Brown. Ben Simmons got hurt. After the All-Star break at practice.
What
right?
a shock.
You want to see what he emphasizes about the fact that Simmons got hurt? Listen to this.
First of all, it was a long, hard practice, and the guys came back great. Let's just start with that. And it was a play where he went up for a rebound, and I looked over, and he left the court and went and got treatment, and it has played out as it's played out. We don't believe it's anything too significant.
And then he reiterated that it was a hell of a practice.
What were his stats?
Rhea, there's no way. See, this is the problem with you when you're a fraud coach. There's no way to hide it because you speak every day. And Al, they're not winning anything with Brett Brown. And if people still think they are, they're deluding themselves. It's not going to happen. But otherwise, here's more, Al. The Flyers, nice mix of young and old.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nice mix here. Young goaltender, Hayes, Giroux, they got a nice mixture, right? The Sixers, you just heard Embiid. The backbone of the team is like a five-year-old. He's immature. He's too young. I don't know if he'll ever get mature enough. Flyers have an advantage in experience and mindset, all right? Mm-hmm. Here's the biggest thing, though, Al. Playing the best teams in their conference.
Yeah.
All right? Do you know the Flyers in the four teams they've been fighting with, right? The Flyers have placed the Caps, the Hurricanes, the Blue Jackets, and
they swept the Blue Jackets,
and
Washington.
Right now, and they're 10-0-1 against their best teams, all right? The Flyers against the Sixers against the best teams, Al, are nowhere close to that. They're just not good. Again, I got the actual numbers here somewhere. I'm trying to find them on my sheet.
You have so many words.
Well, I got an ulnar injury, and I can't read my own words anymore. Here they are. They're 6-7 against the top four teams in their conference.
Yeah.
And the Flyers are 10-0-3.
Yeah, the Flyers play.
The Flyers beat the best teams they face. The Sixers don't.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to tell you about the road. The Flyers on the road are 14-15-3.
They finally turned it around.
They finally did. The Sixers are 9-19. Ugh. They face the Bucks tomorrow night. All right, Al, you put all that together. There's only one answer you can come up with. The Flyers have a better chance than the Sixers to go far in the playoffs. True or false, hockey authority?
I can't go that far because of Embiid. Embiid can win a series.
But can he play consistent like that every night?
I don't know.
Every game in the playoffs.
But if he does?
What if he gets sick again?
Well, then you're done.
All right. I got a wide open board. I'm looking for somebody out there that loves both sports, both with the sports simultaneously. And how do you juggle that? And I need those are the people I really would love to get their opinion. And who's got a better chance? Because here's what's going to happen with the Flyers. Mm-hmm. If they take a run of any kind out, they are going to captivate the city.
Oh, yeah.
Very likable team. Yeah. Very a bold, tough coach.
Yeah.
I like what they're bringing to me.
The other
guys got a lot of talent. They wasted years to get to this
Sixers
point. I got
you.
No faith in it.
They're
an annoying team.
Yes, but they're...
But the talent you can see is there.
Oh, God,
they're extremely annoyed.
What do you think? What are their odds to win the whole thing? It's got to be less than 50-1, right?
I don't know. All I know is you tantalize me with that.
Oh, no. It's
$20
for
$600.
For $600, and they're playing really, really well under the radar.
See if that's available here. I'm going to take a walk. 888. I got a wide open board. Jump on, guys. Let's get this going today. It's my whole point out. February sports stinks. 888-729-9494. #9494. Your AT&T of Right cell phone. Call now. You get right on. WIP Sports Time 650.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.